changing them in the out years. There was a kid. Was that a surprise to you? I should have said that was a kid.
I was taking the lockouts.
I was a kid. I was born in a very special environment in a way, because 100% of the family were teachers. Man and a woman, old and young. So teaching was a very common subject, and talking about teaching and all that. And the main thing I learned when I was a real kid, of course I paid a hefty price for that, and someone else paid a heftier price, my teacher. And I learned the best lesson about the teaching. What is the final dream of a teacher? What is the wish of a teacher? The deepest dream of the teacher should be a wish to see the students be better than him. That's when you're succeeded in a way, right? So every good teacher should look for a moment that they, his or her student will pass him. That's a joy that I wish you will experience it. I always remember the first time I saw one of my students standing up being a man. Anyhow, any question? Yes?
You know,
not about me being a kid. Not that part, okay? Yeah.
Along about line in the Nicholson book, 3496 or something, you had us change dervishes to the fakir, and then you had us change dervish to fakir again. But earlier in that story where you used the word dervish, you didn't have us change it. Did you change it everywhere since?
Yes, everywhere. Yeah, sometimes I don't remember. You see, it's very difficult because I'm thinking about the meaning and explaining. I don't pay attention enough, maybe because my English is bad. So I don't notice it. Yes, the correction would be like that because the words are very simple. I mean, these are the words that they don't need to be translated. This is not a philosophic term and thing like that. Right? So the best way is to show which one of these words he's pointing at. Because they have, all of them, they have overlapping domain. But he will mention this one. And we know a poet is sensitive even to the alphabet, which are there at musicality and things like that. And when it comes to Rumi, he doesn't mix up because he knows when he's talking fakir, what it means to him. When he says dervish, what it means. So I believe the best way is to keep the honesty, to keep the word at least, to know which one is there.
Didn't I hear that you said dervish in Persian when I heard you rereading the text? Or is that just my ear? Did I not hear it in the last text? When you read
yes.
the version at the end, I actually heard dervish.
Yes.
With some of those words.
Yes, some of them were dervish, yes.
So it wasn't all of them. So
no, it's not all. Yeah.
Then it's not.
Yeah, in Persian, you see, one of the things he could do, due to cheating I did about foreign languages. At the beginning, when I was not a kid, but I was very young, it was difficult because I was curious and I wanted to read about front line of the sides, and you could not find it in Persian. So I'll find it in different languages. It depended which library I would find something. So I learned to look at the sentence and find that word, the shape of it. The shape of the word that I could not even pronounce, and I didn't know what it is, but I kept the shape of the word in mind. When it was repeated, I knew that, oh, this is important, because in one page, this word was repeated five times. You see? You have both the text and the shape of those words are very simple to know. But the best way is to check it with Persian to tell you which word is where. Because that's the best thing I could think of. To keep it exactly as he said it, because I, thanks God, I never made that mistake to think even or say that this is definitive. What I say is the meaning Rumi meant. I know that this could change. This is the shadow of something. That something is not here. The shadow is here, and the shadow is changing by the movement of the sun. I mean, with the changes of the language and the culture, our understanding about the existence is not even similar to the understanding of the people 300 years ago. The new generation I have seen, they find it impossible to go before Industrial Revolution, which is less than 400 years ago, 350, something like that. With all these changes, that stuff we're talking about is not changing, is it? Love is love. It's not science that is changing constantly. The shadow is changing. The shadow is the way we communicate and we try to understand. And you know, more than everything else, although all my researches and studies was done in, let's say, scientific way, and I tried to literally go through it as much as I could, but deep down, my firm belief is that this book is written for heart. It comes from heart, and it should go to the heart. Poem doesn't come automatically for each of us. There is that mood, and they do what? They let go of the feeling. Feeling will organize all of these, playing with the words. So you should read it with your heart. I don't think that if we have found Hisam ed-Din to translate it today for us will help. Because the guy cannot explain it to us. We cannot communicate with him, especially when it comes to these passionate stuff. You have to have that feeling. That's why I try to keep it. Maybe later somebody will find something over there that Rumi felt and mentioned and we didn't look at. That's why I try to keep the words as they are. I know that the Nicholson and these guys, they did it with the best intention at the time, because in that time they were quote unquote new fellows and the old language needed translation. Nowadays we know a little bit better. You know that this is a wine. Even it depends what you had for supper, how does it influence you? How do you feel, how passionate you are, and how attentive you are? Because give the wine to the hand of a non-connoisseur and thirsty, and he will go drink it, and when you ask, how was it? What is the answer? I said, good, good, to be polite, because there was nothing there. You have to have that passion about the subject to receive this poetic message. Was that enough? Do you object?
No.
Okay. You're saved. If not, you were the guilty party today. But you didn't object. Yeah, Will is a very good politician. You are the guilty one. Go ahead.
Explaining some assertions, the truth of which is attested by their very nature.
Well, sorry to interrupt you, something. Sometimes I say, okay, check it with these Persian guys. I know it's a difficult task. They are everything but easy. But when you ask the meaning of the words, be careful to look at their faces, because they show you a feeling towards that word. That's how they are identified. You ask them, and they cannot identify the difference between this and that, but they have different feelings about it by the usage in the language, which sometimes is trustworthy. Sorry, go ahead.
Explaining some assertions, the truth of which is attested by their very nature.
Why do we need that explanation? Is that a bad question? Why do we need that explanation? Because he talked about it. That's only the only reason. He talked about it. So we have to be careful. What was he talking about? He was talking about that magical stuff in that fellow which is not provable. Do you remember the guy? Everybody said, maybe you are the thief. We have to look for the money. And he said, they asked him what? They asked him, how did you achieve that? He said, by being suspicious towards the good people? No, it doesn't work that way. Now, he's giving you an explanation for that. Explaining why sometimes some stuff, they do not need to be proved. You see, this is a very strong claim, and we don't receive it very full-heartedly. Find a good judge, a good, let's say, jury, and blah, 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 blah. No. There are things that, I didn't say they are not provable. They don't need it to be proved. Like what? Like, do I have to prove to you that I speak English? Are you speaking English? That need is vanished. If somebody wrote on the wall that I'm literate, could you ask? Oh, please prove it to me. The reason is over there. The guy has written this. This means being literate. Means there are things that they are obvious. And we have to think about this obvious stuff. Why? Go to the last paragraph. One of the verses will catch your eye, hopefully. He talked about five other senses. We started the book with this, remember? We said we don't trust in these five senses, which are not five. Nowadays, we found more, which are given and trusted to the animals. Because this is the animalistic sense, this is the animalistic sense, this is the animalistic sense, this is the animalistic sense.